If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you.
3 months. October, November, December. You've got 3 months left in the year, and you have one of two choices. You can do what you've been doing year after year after year after year, which is literally nothing until January 1st when you have a spurt of motivation and you decide that you're going to change your entire being, and then you do it for 2 weeks, and then those goals are never seen or heard of again. Or you can see the opportunity in front of you and take the next 3 months and commit to the actions that are going to produce that version of yourself, so that on January 1st, you're not sitting there looking in the mirror, disgusted and disappointed with who you've been and the fact that you've repeated this cycle over and over and over again. You can instead be proud of the fact that you took the initiative to change your actions before everyone said it was acceptable to do so. On January 1st, do you want to feel like you have to change your entire life again, or do you want to feel that you can just keep on doing what you're doing?
Dude. No, no, everything is work, everything. And people don't believe it. You're lazy, you know exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read or write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You don't just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records, you do this, you do that. People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard? Because I never turned the thing off. Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day. And it's a choice.
Weed, women, alcohol, porn, video games, and you're gonna cut out all that for the next 90 days. I don't care if you're tired, I don't care if you're sad, I don't care if you're sleepy, if it's raining, if the markets are crashing, if the sky is falling, if your girlfriend just broke up with you, you're gonna get it done, no matter what. This is the level of discipline that I'm expecting from you.
Today is the day. Today is the day that I will look back 10 years from now and say, that was the day that everything changed.
The mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky. You don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their goals and keeps going. That's what the winner does.
I want to reassure you that you can do it. I want you to reassure you that you can make the decisions. I want to reassure you that no matter what the night, no matter what the storm, no matter what the difficulty, there isn't anybody here that can't figure it out, find some things to do, step at a time, yes. Minute at a time, yes. Day at a time, yes. Week at a time, yes. But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself. So the winters are going to come. The winter of sickness, the winter of disappointment, the winter of devastation, social winters, economic winters, personal winters when your heart is smashed in 1,000 pieces and the nights are unusually long. It's simply called winter time. But the winters are inevitable. And that's what I'm telling you. It's possible for you to conquer your winters.
Jordan Peterson has a really interesting way of looking at this. And you should be a monster. He said you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
I say everybody wants to be a lion when there's no lions around.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a lion in the company of hyenas. But when you're facing another lion, now we're going to see what you're really working with.
Yeah.
Everybody's a soldier when there's no wars going on. But when a war happens, now we're going to see what you made of.
When do you become a man? When you get a driver's license? Like, what do we do? You're 16, we give you a driver's license. Okay, well, wait, like, you get a job? Like, when do you become a man? You become a man when you become responsible for other people. And part of that is taking accountability.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Testosterone has some very interesting effects on the brain. The major mental effect of testosterone is it makes effort feel good.
Kill the boy, Jon Snow. Winter is almost upon us. Kill the boy. And let the man be born.
This message that it's okay to be a man.
It's not okay. It's necessary. What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. We're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning, this thing that works in a miraculous manner. They work themselves to death, and often literally, the gratitude for that is sorely lacking, especially among the people who should be most grateful.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. Wait, I'm not done now. You know, the devil goes, oh, no, leave him alone. Hey, he's my favorite.
Right.
Don't bother him.
Yeah.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
Mike Tyson said, oh, your knockers are spectacular. You know what that means? All this good stuff happening to you. You know what that means? That you're favored by God. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right? And Francis went, wow. And he goes, here's the bad news.
When you're favored by God, you're also favored by the devil.
You're one of the devil's favorites, too.
Ooh.
And you gotta leave with the guy you came with.
You stay with who brought you here. Mm. You go home with the guy that brought you to the dance.
Because he's looking to take you home, too.
Despite what you might be thinking, these two circles are not equal. I repeat, these two circles are not equal. One is, in fact, larger than the other. What I need you to do is determine which one that is. So, please raise your hand if you believe the blue circle is larger than the red. All right. Please raise your hand if you believe the red circle is larger than the blue. All right, very good. Now, before I said anything about these two circles, what was your first instinct? Equal, right? Because they look equal. And the reason why they look equal is because, in fact, they are equal. These two circles are identical. Yet I got just about every one of you to raise your hand and say that they're not. So what do we learn? That you can be manipulated like that to believe in something that goes against your natural instinct. Just imagine, as a child, you're taught that the blue circle is larger than the red. If you say it enough times, you convince yourself that's the truth. If you're told the lie enough times, it becomes part of your reality. And if enough people are taught that lie, that the blue circle is larger than the red, well, now it becomes part of the culture. And if that culture then passes that misinformation along to the next generation, well, now it becomes tradition.
Pain is passed down from father to son and son to son. A lot of pain in Troy's life is a result of the pain and damage from his father that he then visits on his son. We have to, as black men, be mindful of that. Sometimes it's unfair, and sometimes we take it out on those we love. And I'm guilty of that frustration that we all have. But we have a responsibility and a duty to be fathers, not to just make babies, but to be real fathers. And you can't expect any good to come to you if you don't visit any good on your son or your daughter. So be a man.
That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. When you say, this sucks. I'm drowning. I'm miserable. I'm suffering. I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
Stop being weak, bro. It's not supposed to be easy. Who told you the grind's supposed to be easy? Who told, like your kindergarten teacher? No, we ain't handing out trophies to everybody. Oh, there's only one winner in this game, bro. So embrace it or leave.
There's gonna be a small group of hungry savages out there that are gonna run every one of you over, and you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours, and it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. Everything out there is for the taking. If you have even this much savage in you.
And you're telling me you can't do it. I can't. You can't? Are you kidding me? You just said I can't? I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
I'm telling you right now, man, as a winner, 80% of the time you're going to feel like you're failing. 15% of the time, you're going to feel like you're just treading water. You just got your nose above the waterline. 4% of the time, you feel like it's fucking over. This is it. I'm about to tap out. But you don't, because that 1% of the time, my friend, that 1% of the time is when you know you're winning. And you go, I'm going to take these 1%ers. I'm going to stack them and stack them and stack them and stack them. And you know what happens when you stack winning over years and decades? You become a formidable force to be reckoned with.
Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
While you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everything and everyone else, and I'll keep working. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I'm at, you'll realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about. And you will lose, and I will win.
This workout here, Miami Fitness, late at night, man. Friday night, everyone's out partying. I love that, man. They're all out there getting wasted, man. I'm in here getting stronger for it. They get a good night's sleep with Rest Nutrition. I'm gonna wake up, they're gonna be hungover. I'm gonna wake up kicking ass before they even know what hit them. Choices we make, guys, that leads to differential being remembered or forgotten.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you gotta go through to get to where you wanna get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really wanna do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
Quitting. You regret it for the rest of your life.
It just got too hard.
Supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean? Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now, and solely on me. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. That 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
This will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will just hammer you.
It's like a personal curse.
100%. So if I can help you build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things that you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie.
Life created this person, me. Life created me to be this person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix it, though. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where the started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off, bro. These ain't cut like you, bro. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy, I'm tired. No, grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, I'm gonna be lapping these folks, bro.
Can you read the quote once more?
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are. The world is there for the taking for anyone who can learn from their mistakes, do what they say they were going to do, and stick with it. The bar for winning has never been so low.
He's hooked. He's hooked. Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you?
You are.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
The people who are obsessed are the ones who change the world. At least change their world. He said, you know the difference between champions and everyone else? And I was like, what? He said, everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? And he said, they have it backwards. He said, it's what do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. They just never stop. They just can't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal.
If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. When you know you're truly giving it your all, there's no greater feeling in the world. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. And you know what? Much to your surprise, I took that counselor's advice. I took it and I used it to be the best basketball player I could be. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it.
This is what every single Rocky training montage gets wrong, which is Rocky never doubted the direction and the path that he was on. He just doubted whether or not he could get there. That's not the way that personal growth happens, in my opinion, at all. You are filled with uncertainty. Is this even working? I have no idea if there's glory on the other side of this. You know, it's the other side of the lonely. It's the process of the lonely chapter.
What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Yes, talent matters. I'm not going to stand here and tell you it doesn't. But talent has a broad definition. Most of the time, it's not about having a gift. It's about having grit. In tennis, a great forehand with sick racket head speed can be called a talent. But in tennis, like in life, discipline is also a talent, and so is patience. Trusting yourself is a talent. Embracing the process, loving the process is a talent. Managing your life, managing yourself, these can be talents too. Some people are born with them. Everybody has to work at them.
So I just got through working out, and this guy goes, "Hey Goggins, you on that winner arc?" I'm like, "What the f- is winner arc?" He's like, "Well, people are like setting goals for the winter time, like working out more, sleeping more, just better habits and goal setting like that." I go, "I'm on that 365. It's not an arc, it's a circle. I've been on it for like 30 years. It's a circle that keeps going around and round and round. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Have enough pride in yourself to not have this hacky to get motivated. Love yourself enough to stay motivated 365 arc. Do a circle. Stay hard."